Well, welcome back to our course talking about the relationship between being ordained and bringing lost people to full life in Jesus Christ. We call it evangelism, or as we like to say in this course, evangel living, because it's not a separate activity. We saw in the last part of this course the relationship and all the various parts of being ordained, and we saw that being ordained means to be set aside. Doesn't make you a different person, doesn't give you any special privileges, it doesn't give you abilities you didn't have before, but you are set aside because of the abilities you already have. And so welcome to this part in which we're going to study very carefully something we touched on in the last session, and that is we are set apart, the church is ordered, we are ordained so that you and I can teach by example. That's the way people learn the best, by example. That's the way people learn from Jesus. They followed him, and then Peter said, he has left us an example. And as we start, let's begin with a prayer. Dear Jesus, you are our Savior. You are the head of the church. And you have left us an example that we should walk in your steps. We're going to do that as your followers, and especially because you are setting us apart to lead the other people in your church. We will open our ears now to hear what you have to say to your church and to us as those who are set apart to special service for you. By the power of your Holy Spirit, we love you. Amen. So we're going to talk this time about that we are ordained not just to use words, we are ordained not just to write great papers, but we are ordained most of all to be set apart for special service the way Jesus was set apart for special service, and that is to lead by example. The first thing we want to notice is that ordained people example the Christian life. Look what it says in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in five ways: in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. How important that is. That covers every part of our life. Think of our speech. Are you willing to do the hard work and try to watch over everything you say? There's a prayer I pray almost every morning from Psalm 141, verse 3. O God, set a watch before my mouth, guard the door of my lips, because I know that as an ordained person, people are looking at me, they're listening to me, and what I say, they notice. We are to be an example in conduct. Are you willing to do the hard work there? To watch over your behavior? What is there now in your life that could lead someone astray? Someone will look at you and say, well, if he does it, if she does it, I can do it. In love. Love is not just a warm, fuzzy feeling. In the Bible, love is defined as giving. John 3:16, for God so loved that he gave. We have to be examples in giving ourselves. In faith, there will be a lot of ways that your faith is tempted. But when people can look at you and see that you are strong, you're an example. And in purity, that there is nothing on the inside of you that people would be shocked about if they knew about it. Totally pure life. Or think of 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 6. Paul says to the people in his church, "You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit." There it is again. They became imitators of Paul. Paul was human. Paul sinned. And yet he wasn't afraid to say, "You became imitators of me." And, of course, of the Lord. People are watching. People are learning from us. We example the Christian life. Just think, do you want all the people in the body where you are ordained to serve, would you want them to live the Christian life the way you do? There's another part of exampling the Christian life, and that is we example the Christian life by the Christian response. Here's what I mean by that. We said in the last session that we are called to suffer in Christ's name because we lead. Are you ready for that? Do you have a short fuse so that you explode like a bomb when something happens that you don't like? Do you have trouble with your temper? Do you have difficulty accepting other people where they are? That doesn't mean you approve of who they are, of what they do, but you accept them as people. How are you leading as a person who is set apart? Look at the words in 1 Peter 2:21. "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." Being set apart as an ordained person doesn't mean that you don't have to suffer. It doesn't mean, as we often say, "Well, I don't have to take this." You know what? We do. We take this and a lot more. We can go day after day being misunderstood. We can go day after day working hard and nobody noticing it. We can go day after day with people under our authority who are throwing daggers at us. And what is our response? We example the Christian life by the way we respond to them. Or think of what Paul says in 2 Timothy 2 verse 10. "Therefore," listen to this, "I endure." He didn't say enjoy. He didn't say escape. He said, "I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Do you know what? When we get to this point in the Christian life where you and I are being ordained as Christian leaders, we by this time already know, or we should know, that our relationship with Jesus Christ is clean and good and sure and firm. No question about our faith. That's why he says here that they too, we know it, Christ knows it, we want them also, that they also may obtain salvation. We endure everything so that others may obtain salvation. What happens when we quit? What happens when our temper gets the best of us? What happens when we say, "I'm not going to put up with this anymore"? What happens when we squash people by our authority? What happens when we ignore them because we don't like them? What happens to their opportunity to obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus? You and I are there. We're already home. We can't lose. No matter what kind of suffering we go through, we're still winners. And that's why we put up with it. We example the Christian response. We show the heart of Christ. There were many who were against him. He never once quit loving them and living for them. You and I are set apart to example the Christian response to all sorts of stuff that comes in our lives. There's another way in which we example and lead the people, and that is that we're ordained to example Christian service. You know what's sad? some people think that those who are ordained, those who are set apart, have an easier life. Some people look maybe at the money we earn, at the places we live, at the way we live, and they don't see us serving. It's almost like instead of being called shepherds, we think we've been called bosses. Or if it were in the military, we've been called generals. Or we've been called in politics as a dictator. We forget the words that Jesus said. He called himself, again, the Son of Man, because that's his favorite name for himself. I'm human, just like you. He said, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. In John 3:15, Jesus says to those who are ordained, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I'm just thinking of one example that he could give. There was a time when somebody had to go around the room. You know the story, John 13. Somebody had to go around the room and wash people's feet. People's feet got dirty in those days because the roads were all dusty. And everybody sat there kind of looking around, wondering who was going to do it. Jesus got down to do it. There is work to be done in your life. Who is going to do it? When you set the example, others are going to follow you. There's another great verse we could look at, and that's 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. Paul is writing to them, and he says, surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We work night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preach the gospel of God to you. Part of that means that Paul was earning his own living. Part of it means that he was content with whatever money they gave to him. And part of it means that in the work he was set apart to do, he never quit. Day and night. Are you ready for that? Are you going to show your people what it means to be a servant of Jesus Christ? And here's an interesting thing to think about. In the language Jesus spoke, the word for servant and the word for slave is the same. And you know what the difference is? A servant can quit. If I'm working for you and I don't like what's going on, I can walk out. A slave has no rights. A slave has to obey the master. Now, the master we obey is a good one. It's Jesus. But we have no rights. We can't just walk away from it. We will example what it means to live in Christian service by how we live in Christian service. Then there's another way that we can example as we go through these. But first I want to say there's going to be a result of exampling. In 1 Peter 3:15 it says, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. That is, honor him as the Lord of your life. In your heart, not just with words, not just with what you write, but he said, in your heart, hold up Jesus Christ as your Lord. What a way to live. Who else would you want to follow? The Bible says we can only follow one or the other. It's either Jesus or Satan. So hold up Christ in your heart. And then look what he says. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. Just think about that. That's not an accident what he says there. He says, revere Christ in your heart. Hold him up high. Have no other master in your life. Follow him. Be like him. Know him. Show him. Tell others about him by the way you live. And what's going to be the result? The next thing he says is you're going to have to be prepared to talk about Jesus. Why? Because when you honor Christ in your heart, it's going to show in your life. And when it shows in your life, people are going to say to you, why do you live that way? What do you have? Oh, what a great opportunity that comes to us to explain to someone who does not belong to Jesus Christ, to explain to them the hope that you have. Do you know what, my friend? This is what we say. I was just like you. I had trouble with my anger. I had a problem with drinking. I ran around on my wife or on my husband. I had a lot of disrespect for other people. I held them in contempt. I wasn't always this way. But you know what? Jesus came into my heart and He changed it all. He forgave me for what all I did. And then He said, I'm going to put my power in you. That's your Holy Spirit. And you'll be able to live for me. And that's what happened. I'm no different from you, but Jesus changed me. And that can happen to you as well. Can you hear that? Speaking to someone like that? So exciting. And then one little note He puts with that. As a leader, do this with gentleness and respect. Never put anybody down. Never think you're better than they are. Never laugh at what they say. Never tell them that they're hopeless. Always with respect and gentleness. You know why? Because we're all broken people. I'm a broken person. You're a broken person. And by God's grace, we have been set apart to example His faith, His life in our life of faith. Wonderful way to be. And then there's one more way that we will example the Christian life, and that is we will example Christian outreach. Remember we said Jesus came for one reason. He came to seek and to save those who were lost. Jesus said He came to give His life as a ransom for many. That is the whole focus of His life and the purpose and the focus of His church. And look what we read in Acts 4, verse 20, about some of His early followers. As for us, we can't help speaking about what we have seen and heard. They couldn't shut them down. They put them in prison. They came out and started talking again. They punished them. They got up from being beaten and started talking about Jesus again. When you know Him, when you have revered Christ in your heart, you can't help speaking about it. A personal goal in my life is to find out the spiritual condition of every person I meet. I ask questions here and I ask questions there, but I want to find out their relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus has set me apart in order that I can example that for the people around me. And people have said that to me. I played golf with someone. I testified to a man who was not a Christian. Later, the person who was playing with me and who was a Christian said, Ren, I learned from you how to do that. You and I are set apart to example Christian outreach. Or think about Acts 8, verse 4. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. You and I, as the followers of Jesus Christ, have been scattered all over the world. It's exciting to me to think that this course is being taken by people on every continent, in dozens and dozens of countries. We have been scattered all over the world, and we have one thing in common, the Savior, Jesus Christ. And we have one thing to use, the word which He has written down for us. And those who have been scattered preached the word wherever they went. These were not the leaders like in the other verse. These were the ordinary, everyday people. And I say to you, if those who have not been set apart, those who have not been ordained, are going everywhere preaching the word, what about you and me? Are you ready? Are you doing it? Is it your desire to example the Christian life by exampling Christian evangel living? It's something Christ calls us to do, and sets us apart to do it. Thank you.